This week's episode is brought to you by Talenti Gelato and Sorbetto. Talenti has created Flavorize.me, a website that analyzes your social media personality, that could be good or it could be bad, and creates a custom gelato flavor inspired by you. And Talenti will actually make some of the best flavors from the site. That means you might be able to get to taste your own personality. I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole. So to see what flavor you are, again, not saying a word about that, go to flavorize.me and let Talenti get to work. I'm Matthew.
And I'm Molly.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have any.
Today we are talking about something that is very...
It is present. It is in here right now.
It's in the studio / dining room with us. And that is a heat wave, my friends.
It has been disgusting in Seattle for the last week at least.
It's that kind of thing where like your skin just feels damp all the time.
It feels like this is never going to end. Like it's the kind of weather where I realize we're doing like extremely antiquated shtick, but it's the kind of weather where you take a cold shower and then you step out of the shower and it's like the shower never happened. And
that's an amazingly fresh joke, Matthew.
Yeah,
I remember the apartment that I lived in when I first moved to Seattle. It had it had carpet, actually, much like your apartment. And for some reason, it felt so hot. There was like, I felt like I was like living in a wool sweater all the time. And I remember I'd get out of the shower and just go open the freezer and put my face in it.
Oh yeah, carpet is terrible. I don't understand why it exists. Like, we weren't going to not rent this apartment because it had carpets, but like I would, if it were socially acceptable, by which I mean like if it wouldn't like destroy our security deposit, I would just rip up the carpet with my teeth.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I would love to see that.
Yeah, there's going to be a video. When I finally break down, when the heat wave finally drives me crazy and I go tooth first into the carpet, everyone's going to be able to see that. It's going to be a subscriber-only bonus video.
Wow, we're going to get so many subscribers from this episode. God, we haven't been very funny yet.
No.
I feel like this heat wave is really... making me feel so serious.
Let's talk about global warming.
Let's do. Okay. So anyway, we're having a heat wave in Seattle. I feel kind of bad complaining about it because our heat waves are like 85 degrees. And where I come from, the planet of Oklahoma, heat waves are more like 100 degrees. What are things like at your planet, Matthew?
Oh, well, I have spent 3 summers on that kind of planet, 2 in New York City and 1 in Tokyo, which have basically the same summer weather, you know, like 99 degrees and 112% humidity.
There's something really special about the kind of like heat in New York with all that concrete. I like automatically hear the song Hot in the City in my head,
yes.
Which is also kind of sexy. Like there's like all these like bodies bumping.
Uh-huh. Booties, perhaps. yeah, there's nothing is sexier than living in an environment where the air is basically vaporized garbage.
what a turn on.
Yeah, but I mean, if you think about it, like we're all just kind of garbage.
We're vaporized garbage.
No, I mean,
you should get a load of the vapor coming off my garbage right now.
If you were here, wish you were here instead of me.
So what do you eat? Let's take a walk down memory lane. What did you eat during heat waves of your youth, Matthew?
I remember heat waves of my youth. I hate summer. I really do. So
you
we've
do?
Already
we've you're
already
one
established
of, you're one of those people
that I hate picnics. I think we mentioned on the show that I hate camping. And I also hate summer. Yeah, like there are 3 perfectly good seasons every year.
You're so cranky on this show, but in person, you're such a delight, Matthew.
I think I'm pretty delightful on the show, too. I get my own like special fan letters that I don't share with you.
I think you do. Yeah, about how you're so much funnier than me, because you are.
No, that's it. No, it's
you're supposed to say.
Oh right! No. When it comes to funny, you're an 11, and I'm a 2.
Thank you. Thanks. That's what I was fishing for.
When it comes to funny, you're Beyonce, and I'm someone who's a bad singer with no butt.
Bad singers.
Remember that guy who was on American Idol who was like famous for being bad and was a real thing for a moment.
No, I've never watched American Idol.
The song was, he sang that Ricky Martin song. This is everybody who's listening right now. Everybody knows who I'm talking about. And they're all screaming at their phones like this idiot doesn't know anything. Anyway, you know that guy.
Yeah. Okay, great. You're that guy. And I'm Beyonce. I hope you enjoy me.
That's well
I think
then.
I think that's pretty much how Beyonce walks through her life. Like, I hope you enjoy me
because I enjoy me. Yeah,
I mean, I'm speaking as Beyonce right now.
Yes, you are definitely entitled to speak for Beyonce.
Yeah, thanks.
Say hi to
Blue Ivy.
Yeah, for me.
Will do. And Jay-Z.
Yes, I was trying to think of his real name, which I couldn't come up with. Mm-hmm. Carter, something. Carter.
Oh, is it like Jay Carter? Jay-Z Carter.
This is the most terrible stuff we've ever said on the show. It's like,
this is horrible. Should we start back over?
Like, who's the president again of the United States again? Jack Obama? Something like that?
No, I think it's Zach.
Zach. Obama? Can you imagine? Wait. I was going to say, can you imagine if we had a president named Zach? But we did. Zachary Taylor.
I forgot about him.
Oh, well, you know, you don't remember the Taylor administration? It was
when,
like,
was that?
I don't know, the past. like way like so long ago that it doesn't matter.
Definitely the 1800s.
Yeah, it was like, you know, it was during historical times, which no one cares about.
This episode is brought to you by saltedtv.com. Think of it like Netflix for cooking.
Yep. So how are you going to learn to cook or up your game in the kitchen? Is it by listening to us? Obviously not.
Uh-uh.
You're going to go to saltedtv.com and get a free trial where you can watch hundreds of videos from over 100 chefs. And we're talking real chefs, like people you've heard of, like some of my favorites, like Elia Abumrad and Gregory Gourdet from Top Chef. I love those people. You can watch incredible classes like Fried Chicken Masterclass, Baking Boot Camp. Yeah, the Fried Chicken Masterclass, it's not just how to make fried chicken, but it's like all kinds of cool stuff to do with your extra fried chicken.
Wow. What? What do you do with your extra fried chicken?
Ooh, there was, I believe there was
stand in front of the fridge and eat it cold?
Yes. I think there was a fried chicken grilled cheese sandwich of some kind that can't possibly be bad.
No, that can't be bad. Anyway, you get access to unlimited cooking classes and step-by-step recipes, and it's all in HD video, so you can see into these chefs' pores. And I would pay $9.99 a month for that.
Yeah, I mean, Chef Gregory is a good-looking man. You know, it's $10 a month, $9.99 a month. But for you, for Spilled Milk listeners, we can do a lot better than that. You're going to get your first 3 months free when you go to saltedtv.com/milk and use the code milk. How much better is your cooking going to be in 3 months after watching all of these awesome videos? We're going to make you come to us. You're going to cook it all and you can't have any. And we're going to eat all your stuff. That's how good you're going to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. SaltedTV.com. There's truly never been a better way of learning to cook. Matthew, how did you cool down during the heat waves of your youth?
So one thing that I distinctly remember being important during the heat waves of my youth was Slurpees. As I recall, my mother had a genuine belief that Slurpees were more... We're like a better palliative for an extremely hot day than like water. So she would make sure that
Judy, do you still believe that? I love you even more than I already did.
If she doesn't still believe that, I don't want to know. But I remember one time we were on like a road trip, and like this was before every car had air conditioning. This was like only when only rich people cars had air conditioning, which we did not have. We had a Plymouth Colt Vista.
Can we pull up like a photo of this car?
Oh, definitely.
And put it on the website.
It was sort of like a prototype Scion in the sense that it was basically a box on wheels.
Okay.
It was like the designers were like, you know, should we design this car? Nah, let's just kind of draw a box on paper and just send it over to the manufacturing department. Mm-hmm. That's how things work at a car maker.
Okay.
So it was incredibly hot in this car. The car was dark blue and the seats were dark blue velour. It was kind of like going for a ride in a toaster oven. So we got to, and we were going to Central Oregon, I believe, which is like regular Oregon, only hotter.
Okay.
It's the desert. And the kids were like all about to pass out. There are three of us, and we stopped at 7-Eleven and got Slurpees, and it was just the greatest.
So what Slurpee flavor did you like?
The like proliferation of Slurpee flavors is a relatively recent phenomenon. I think back when I was a kid, I think it was mostly cherry.
I was going to say back in our day, I think it was like cherry, and then there was like cola, and then there was, you know, the onslaught of blue raspberry everything.
Oh yeah, there was a total the onslaught of first there was blue raspberry, then there was
ISIS, the onslaught of.
That's your joke? That's where you're going?
This heat wave is making me so unfunny. Anyway, no, I think that I was a cherry Slurpee person. Was Slurpee like a word that 7-Eleven came up with? I mean, is the generic term slushy?
When did you pop your cherry Slurpee, Jerry?
I was not. So, you know, again, my mom.
I can't believe I said that.
I can't believe you said that either. This heat wave is making you unfunny. I can't believe you resorted to a cherry popping joke.
Well, yeah. I have no excuse.
Anyway, so what about snow cones? Or like, do you remember probably around the time that we were in middle school, there was this phenomenon in Oklahoma of like these, what are now like bikini espresso type shacks in parking lots.
Sure.
Then were like snow cone shacks.
But still with bikinis.
No, not with bikinis.
Wait. Instead of bikinis, the employees wore a bra made out of two snow cone cups.
That would have been so amazing.
Like a Madonna-inspired thing?
So amazing. I loved that video, by the way.
I can visualize it, but I don't remember what the song was.
It was, there was like this little boy, and he went to basically a peep show. Do you remember?
Right.
And he was sitting in front of these windows, and there were like, you know, exotic dancers behind the windows, and then Madonna came out and like kissed him.
Once again, the theme of this show is everybody listening knows exactly which song we're talking about, and we don't because our brains have been fried.
Anyway, it was a great
video. Please do not send us an email saying...
I loved that era of Madonna's style.
Oh, yeah, me too. Absolutely.
What a babe.
Other videos.
Yeah. She also looked great in Papa Don't Preach. Do you remember the video where she had a leather jacket slung over her shoulder and was just walking all through the city?
I remember the Express Yourself video.
Oh, yeah.
You remember she had like this sort of like gauzy form-fitting top that like she appeared in like 1 minute into the video. And I remember like watching MTV like I don't even know if I like this song, but I definitely want to watch this video for at least like 45 more seconds till that top appears.
Well, that's how I always felt about the November Rain video, which goes on. I mean, it's awesome. Guns N' Roses, November Rain.
I think it's the best video.
It goes on and on forever. And for me personally, like... the best part of November Rain is maybe the first like 3 minutes, and then it sort of like devolves into a jam session. But I always hung around until Axl Rose and Stephanie Seymour had their like super slurpy tongue kiss in church.
So great.
Like after they got married and she's wearing like this short skirt and he's like, he's Axl Rose.
Yeah.
Anyway. And then the camera like zooms in on the, like the wetness of their tongues as they're like doing their, married kiss.
To be clear, he was like 1992 Axl Rose. Like I think
and,
he had
was pretty handsome.
Oh yeah,
kind
yeah,
of, sort of.
I think he had
despite the bandana.
His biological clock was just about to go off at that point.
What does Axl Rose's biological clock tell him to do?
Oh, it tells him to turn into a troll. It tells him to turn into a troll and spend years in the studio painstakingly crafting a terrible album.
But anyway, boy, I could watch that part of the video over and over and over again.
Oh yeah, and the priest like makes a face like, am I right? Totally.
Just pretty much my face when I watch that video. Anyway,
the priest is speaking for all of us with that face.
Okay, but back to snow cones from the shack in the parking lot of Hancock Fabrics.
I remember
it
so well.
In Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Was this like a craft store?
Yeah, okay. it was like the Joann Fabrics of Oklahoma City.
I know it well.
Anyway, I remember the flavor that I really liked. So they had this big whiteboard out front that had like literally 60 flavors, which we thought was the coolest thing ever.
And all of them pretty much tasted like
the same
sugary
But my favorite was called Tiger's Blood.
What?
Yeah, and I can't remember now what it was, but it produced this sort of like beautiful coral pink snow cone, and it was called Tiger's Blood. And so not only did you get to drink this delicious thing, but you got to say, like, I want a Tiger's Blood.
I feel like Tiger's Blood is the kind of thing that would be purported to be good for virility. Mm-hmm. You know, in some kind of like you go into the back alley bar, like, you know, you want like a vodka with a drizzle of tiger's blood. You know, it'll make you strong where it counts.
It gives you wings where it counts. Wings. Ouch.
Yeah. I don't know a lot about tiger anatomy, but I'm going to assume that's how it works.
Anyway.
Well, that sort of makes sense because, you know, wings, like, send things up, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so, but here's the thing. So I remember in AP Biology in high school, I had this awesome teacher named Beverly Buxton, who was such a hard ass. She was terrifying, Beverly Buxton. Rest in peace, Beverly Buxton. Aww. Anyway, but I remember.
And now I feel bad for thinking that it sounded a lot like Beverly Buxom.
That was not at all what she was like. I mean, she was a wonderful woman, but that's not what she was like. She was terrifying.
I loved her. That's not what she was like. You're talking about, you're commenting on your late biology teacher's breast size. Okay, just wanted to make sure we got that on record.
Great. Okay. Anyway,
did you give a eulogy at her funeral?
I remember.
Like, her chest was so small, but her heart was so big. Okay, sorry. Sorry, everybody.
God, seriously, Matthew. Like, this woman taught me a lot of things.
I sure she did.
Yeah, she did.
Okay.
Anyway, I remember her talking about...
sorry.
Anyway, the idea that frozen things don't really cool you down because of the work that your body has to do in...
Oh.
Digesting it. That it actually creates heat in your body. Does that sound accurate?
I don't know. I mean, that's certainly a thing I've heard also.
I love biology.
Yeah, I mean, it's... In theory, Matthew, this makes sense.
Is a show between, like, a chemist and a biologist, and uh-huh. We don't know whether this is actually true.
Question, which one of us is the chemist?
I think it's you, isn't it?
I was also a biology major.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I would say.
How long have we been doing this show? And I totally couldn't remember what your degree was in.
Why would you care?
I don't know.
Anyway, I don't know.
Wait, we were both biologists.
Yeah, I'm gonna guess that it's true, but the effect is small.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Anyway,
let's get serious.
Okay.
You didn't let me give my opinion on snow cones. Are we still going?
Oh,
are we
no,
still
talking about that? Go ahead.
I think snow cones are always kind of disappointing because the syrup and the ice don't integrate very well. I feel like I'm picking on an American institution.
I think you are.
I couldn't remember Jay-Z's name.
Let's go ahead and pick on another American
please.
Institution, Otter Pops.
Oh, yes. Those are not good.
Oh, but here, I want to talk about this because there is something so satisfying about opening up an Otter Pop and then, like putting this plastic sleeve in your mouth and, like, starting to work off, like, hunks of ice from
yes.
it. And then kind of, like, the way that the sleeve, like, flattens in your mouth. There's something about the whole experience that's profoundly satisfying.
And then you get to the end. I mean, the flavor is not very good. I admit I get the same kind of satisfaction. Then you get to the end and you, like, suck it and the sleeve, like, flattens out
yes.
and sort of like digs into the corners of your mouth.
Oh God, yes. And then you take a running leap onto the slip and slide. And it only hurts a little bit this time.
Right. Oh, my God. The slip and slide.
Oh, that was brutal.
Oh, so fun.
So painful.
So painful.
Didn't they also call it like a slippery banana or a wet willy or something? No, the wet willy was something else.
Right. Wait, is a wet willy like getting snapped with a towel?
No, it was like this.
Yes.
It was this thing that kind of looked like a water balloon, but it was cylindrical and it was usually yellow. Oh. And remember, it kind of had this like skin that moved across
it. Right. So you could, so you, like you could hold on to it and it would drop.
I wish that we had a video of all the hand movements going on right now.
I believe.
But anyway, do you remember like you would hold it and it would kind of like slither down your squeezing hands?
Yes. We called it a water weenie, I believe. What, wet willy is not as bad as water weenie? Is that what you're saying?
No, they're both pretty terrible.
Okay. Anyway, could like roll it over your fingers,
yes,
so your finger was stuck inside it.
Exactly. Yes. How did people ever come to make that stuff? Like we played with the weird kids play with the weirdest stuff.
Yeah, they still make those.
They do?
Yeah, absolutely.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, we'll link to that for sure. We'll link to that. We'll post a link to the November Rain video, the Express Yourself video. That
video that we can't remember,
what the song is.
The kid who goes to the peep show.
Yeah. It was called Mr. Peepers by Madonna. Did you know Madonna's real name is Joanne Fabrics?
Okay. Wait, I want to talk about one other thing.
Please.
In all seriousness. So
I'm sure that's going to happen.
My sister-in-law, Susan, who is way too classy to listen to this show, she once made for me this delicious thing. She basically took some cherry tomatoes, put them in the fridge long enough to get them really nice and cold, and then put them in a bowl with chopped cilantro and plenty of salt. So like these really cold, 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 like sweet, acidic tomatoes with salt and cilantro. It was so good.
Wow. That never would have occurred to me as a principle. It's like not really a salad even.
No, it's not even a salad. It's like something you would like pop into your mouth while you're like having a drink while you're making dinner.
That sounds great. You're right. This was serious.
Yeah, it was totally serious. Anyway, do it, Matthew.
Do what?
I know we're not supposed to refrigerate our tomatoes, but do it just long enough that they're cold.
Oh, I will do it. I wasn't even gonna say anything about that because I think I read something recently that's actually sort of a myth.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, God, we should talk about some serious stuff on this show sometime.
Yeah, we should talk about some serious eats.
We should.
.com. Okay, so I made a little summer treat for us. My favorite thing to drink in the summer, I think. We like brainstormed like what are we going to talk about before this episode. I wrote down two things. Both of them are drinks because basically I just don't feel like eating when it's like this.
No appetite.
I made sparkling limeade, which consists of Minute Maid limeade and club soda.
Wow, that was delicious.
Isn't it great?
I just drank all of
it.
It reminds me of the limeades of my youth at Brahms or Borgs,
right?
As you call it.
I noticed recently someone posted a photo from Brahms, which again, like every time I forget how it's spelled, I'm always surprised when I see the real spelling.
Yeah.
In my head, it's B-R-O-M apostrophe S.
Oh, no. No, it's Brahms.
But it's not.
It's Brahms.
It's actually B-R-A-H-A-M-S. The way they compose their chocolate malts is downright Baroque. I don't know if Brahms was Baroque.
Matthew.
This is so bad.
We need to end this show right now.
One more thing, please. Do you have any favorite summer cocktails? I feel like we should do a summer cocktails episode, but I just want to mention that I made Mai Tais last night.
I've never had a Mai Tai.
So great.
Tell me more.
They're so simple. It's a lot of lime juice, dark rum, amaretto, triple sec, and a dash of simple syrup.
Wow, that sounds great.
And you shake it up, and you serve it on the rocks, and you drink a large quantity of them, and then you be silly.
Wow, cool. I like that.
You be silly.
I like being silly. I think that my favorite summer cocktails in general, at home, I make cocktails with very few ingredients. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan right now of the Shandy, so a beer that does not have a tremendous amount of flavor. I think PBR is the best beer for a Shandy.
Oh, nice.
So I take PBR, or recently we've been using Olympia, and you add to it some Campari and a generous squeeze of lime juice.
Nice.
It is so delicious. I mean, a Shandy is basically a beer cocktail, but I like mine with Campari. And then I do other things with Campari in cold weather.
I bet you do.
Like, I'm a huge fan of the Americano, which is Campari, sweet vermouth, and sparkling water, soda, whatever you want to call it.
I'm a huge fan of the iced Americano, which is a couple of shots of espresso and water and ice.
Yeah, that too.
And don't forget to go to saltedtv.com to sign up for your 3-month free trial of awesome cooking videos.
I mean, I know it's hot, it's a heat wave and whatnot, but you still want to cook, right? I mean,
absolutely.
Just open all the windows, turn on the computer, and watch those beautiful HD videos and learn. Learning is fun.
The heat wave will be over, but cooking won't. So go to saltedtv.com/milk and use the offer code MILK for your 3-month free trial.
Yeah, all right. There you have it.
So, boy, are we out of steam because we're covered with steam. You can find us online at spilledmilkpodcast.com, this will have happened a while ago by the time you heard this, but we have a new website that's so beautiful and was designed by Ritama Design in Seattle.
Hi, sorry, Rob. I didn't mean to just touch your feet with my feet, Matthew.
Yeah, sure. That's what they all say. it's the garbage vapor that's coming off of me. It's such a delicious funk.
I can't resist.
And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/spilledmilkpodcast. Please don't send us an email like telling us what all the things we couldn't think of are. Like, we know Jay-Z's real name is Dave. his real name is Dave Z. You can leave us a review on iTunes.
But definitely please don't review this episode.
Oh boy. Wait, there's this fan right next to me and I haven't been fanning myself. What's wrong with me? Ooh. Oh my God, that feels good.
Can you hear it in the mic? Oh, it's getting windy in here.
Oh, fans, people, have you tried these?
Okay. Well, anyway, thanks for listening to Spilled Milk.
The show that's wearing a snow cone bra and Otter Pop underwear.
What? Whoa.
It doesn't even make sense.
How did those work?
An Otter Pop thong? We're wearing an Otter Pop thong. It was so refreshing. Yep, that's still my foot.
sorry, Matthew.
I'm Matthew Amster Burton.
I'm Molly Weisenberg.
How does my booty compare to hers?
well, Matthew, you know, I can't rightly assess that because we're not married, and therefore I never have seen your booty in its purest form.
In its purest form? Distilled booty? if you had Beyonce's millions and or booty, what would you...
If I had her booty...
If I had her booty, I would just kind of like stroke it gently 24 hours a day.
I think I would devise some sort of mirror that I could like mount on my body.
Like a rear view mirror.
Yeah. And so I could just constantly admire myself, because no matter your like gender, sexual orientation, what species you are, like Beyonce's butt is a thing of beauty.